Reuven.
Oh, hi, Jim. It's Tina from Local Splash. They said that you called in for me.
Yeah, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm hanging in there. Listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell me for, I don't know, I think I got a message for $24.95 to keep things the ad running until I can get up some money?
So what we could do is reactivate the website and do that for just $29 monthly for the hosting of the site.
And the $49 is for what?
The $49 is the same package. Normally, in order to
Let's do that because it just rained really hard and my number's not working at all.
Oh.
And I want to know why I can't edit my own listing.
Okay. So let me adjust the rate on this to the $29 from the $49. And then you said you can't adjust your own listing, meaning you're trying
yes.
to get into the Google page, or are you trying to get into your website?
I was trying to get into my Google page, my Google ad page.
Okay.
And it's not allowing me to make any changes to my, it says that I manage this business, but when I click on it, it doesn't allow me to do anything to it.
Oh.
Because my phone number is not working right now. We dialed your number.
Yes.
It's busy. And I would like you to add my number instead of that call tracker number because I think you're hurting my listing by doing that.
Okay. Yeah, you know, the call tracking number was fully active until the account canceled, and that's when it came down. But all the way up until, like, Friday, I think it was still working. But
I know, but you don't
I'll...
think that hurts the listing by not having my number in there?
Not
my
really.
Listing is not... My listing's not going anywhere. I've been with you now for a few months,
mm-hmm.
and I have another company that's called another company, Picture Roof, that I manage myself, and I'm
okay.
getting calls from that one. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, once I start paying money, I need you guys to step up your game a little.
Yes, absolutely. So just so that we're all clear, the $29 package...
No, we're going to do the $49. I'm going to give you a credit card number right now. My
car's
going to let me use the card.
I'll still honor the corporate rate. It's the same package. What I was trying to tell you, Jim, is sometimes if people want to keep the website, we offer $49 a month for the hosting. But if you're a big corporation like Extra Space Storage or Vivint Security, they give us the same hosting rate but for $29 monthly. So it's the same package. I'm going to give you that same deal even though you will have, you know,
that.
Yeah, so you'll still only pay $29. But if you ever want to go back to the Google and the Bing and all that, let me know because this is going to, you know, pretty
well,
much.
Well, what was the $49 that you told me? Wasn't that including the Google?
No, the package that you had prior was $199 month to month.
Right, but you told me for now you could put it for $49.95
yes.
to keep it running.
That was to
until I can get back on my feet.
That was to cancel the program, but just keep the website running because for the whole time, Jim. Let me just look at your billing again.
Okay, so let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to, is my phone going to ring? That's what I want to know.
So, well, if somebody.
I'm probably not going to get any calls from the website at all because the website goes nowhere. You can't even find my website anywhere.
So, in the time that you've been with us, I want to let you know that you have been found on the first page of Google where there were 248 calls coming in through that tracking number. So
and I guarantee you 200 of those calls were marketers and about 50 of them were me.
So if I look at the Google analytics, it shows me that you were found on the first page 4,343 times with 260 Google actions. And on the side, it shows me that of the 4,343 times you were found, 362 was for the keyword gutter, 222 was for seamless, 208 gutters Brooklyn, 82 roofer, 76 roofer near me, 67 soffit and fascia. I don't know what that means. But
yeah, soffit fascia.
Yeah, and then roof cleaning near me, 46. Gutter repair, Brooklyn, 44. So that's all stored on your dashboard. So I don't think they're all sales calls or spam calls because people wouldn't be typing in, you know, roof.
No, I've been getting just gutter calls. No roofing calls at all.
Got it. Okay. So.
Which I don't mind, but I mean, I don't make money, you know, that much money with gutters. I make more money with roofing.
More money with the roofing, yeah. Well, you're actually in the main category of roofing contractor, but your logo says Brooklyn Roofer and Seamless Gutters. So maybe.
But when I look at it, it just says Brooklyn Roofer.
Oh, let me.
It doesn't even say Seamless Gutter.
On the dashboard, it still has the Seamless Gutter. Let me look at.
But not in the listing.
Not in the listing. You're right. I'm
not in the Google listing.
So the only place it shows that is in your logo. So I just went to your site, and it's still up. It's just that the big orange banner is on it, which that will come down now that you're paying the $29. But when you go to your site, up in the corner, there's just a tiny little logo that says Brooklyn Roofer and Seamless Gutters, which, like you say, it's not bad that you're getting gutter calls because you'll still do it, but you prefer the roofing.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm broke. You know what I'm saying? Because
mm-hmm.
I'm not getting roofing jobs.
Yep, yeah.
You know, the gutters are just, you know, gutter repairs, gutter cleanings, you know, it's $200-$300 job. I can't live like that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
And that's just an additional thing that I offer.
So let's at least get the payment up to speed because right now...
All right, let's do that.
Yeah, if someone were to call you right now, you're not even getting it because it's going to that tracking number that's no longer active. So once I get the payment up to speed...
So why wouldn't you at least add my number so I could at least get some calls so I can make some money and pay the bill? I mean, it makes no sense.
The technicians don't do any type of revisions or programming while an account's in a past due status. So that was the problem is ever since October 27th, that was the last payment we got. So the November 27th was past due, and that's why the account canceled on Friday because it was preventing another payment from being past due. So even though it canceled and the number was down for a couple days, it actually was good for you in the long run because you don't have another reoccurring charge. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So once it canceled it, it took away all those past due balances, and then we can start fresh now with just the $29. And I'm going to send that revision over, and that way at least...
And then when I'm ready to start up again, I just have to pay $199?
Yeah, you can just, call me. And let's say that you know, what is today, the 18th, right? So the 18th of every month, you'll pay $29 for the website and the hosting. But let's say... 1 month you have a big job and on the 20th you call me back and you want to upgrade, I would just prorate it for you. I wouldn't charge you the whole $199. I would take the $29 out of it because you had just paid it a couple of days prior. You see what I mean?
All right, that's fine. Let's take my number down.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready.
4269-3720 2787-4859
Okay, expiration.
726.
Got it. And the code?
895. Do you need a name on the card? Because it's not mine.
Yes.
Harry N. Friedman.
Harry and then N? Like Nancy or M?
Yeah, the letter N.
N, okay. Nancy. Or Norman. I shouldn't say Nancy. It's a man. And then who is Harry?
My father.
Okay, can I talk to him real quick and just make sure that we're authorized to process $29 on his card?
I'm using the card.
Okay, so he has you on the card as an authorized user?
I'm not sure about that.
Oh, yeah, I might have to just verify with him that it's okay that we use his card then.
You
I
can't
don't...
just do this, please?
Because he's
actually very sick and he's in the hospital.
Oh.
And I don't want to bother him. He just had a stroke.
Oh, no. Okay. I don't know how to go about it because, like, legally that becomes an issue if he...
Well, why don't you not put the name down and just run the number?
Because if he calls in and says, hey, you guys use my card.
He's not going to call in.
He's not? Okay.
No, I'm guarantee that.
Okay. Maybe if you would do me a favor, I'll go ahead and process it. But if you would do me this favor and maybe, you know, contact the credit card company and let them know that he's in the hospital and he's sick. And maybe if they would allow you to be added to the card as an option.
I don't want to get into all of that. I use this card all the time.
I see. Okay.
And I pay the bill.
Oh, and you pay. Okay. So it's kind of like something that you take care of. Yeah. Let me see now. It put the next billing a little bit closer than it should. So today's the 18th, so I'm going to put it for January 18th. Okay, so you're all good to go. So that...
It went through?
It went through.
Okay, because sometimes it doesn't go through and I have to call.
Let me verify. We're going to put now on your Google listing and on your website 718-200-9710, which is your direct line, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we're going to do that. And
do you think I should do that? Because you're not going to be using the tracking anyway, right?
I think that if you promote your own number, that it's not going to affect anything here because it'll be good for you in the long run. Because let's say 6 months from now you have problems again and the account cancels, at least your own number is still on everything. You don't have to call anybody to switch it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's probably better to have your own number just because things...
I kind of like the call tracking because if I missed a call, I go back to it and I can dial it right up there.
Yeah,
that's the only thing I liked about it. But I know it doesn't help my listing by not having my real number on there.
If you want, I can ask them if your call tracking number is still available, and if it's not, they could get you a new one. But I don't know if you...
Nah, just put my number on it.
That's what I was saying. Yeah, you might just try it this way for a month or so, Jim, and then if you really start missing the call tracking, I'll put it in your notes that we'll put a new one on there down the road free of charge. That way you don't have to pay extra. But just kind of try it this way and see, you know, because on your own phone, I'm sure if you miss a call, you'll at least see a caller ID and whatnot. So you'll still have a platform to get back to them. And what some people like about promoting their own number as opposed to the call tracking is sometimes, you know, people will call through the call tracking and they're like, hey, can you take my address for an estimate? And if the business owner would say, okay, well, you have to take down a different number to text me the address so that I can, you know, so it's sometimes it's
believe it or not.
Yeah.
People text that number and it comes through to me.
Oh, that's good. You must be set up on the Splash Call app then, because I know that was in a beta test, but not all of our clients have it.
But I know what you mean, because I do that all the time. I tell people to text me the address.
Yes.
And then I have
yes.
to text them myself to get it to my phone.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just put my number down and try to get this on as soon as possible, because we had a torrential downpour here, and hopefully I can get some calls and some business.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, okay. You got it. So I'm sending that revision over right now, so we'll get that taken care of for you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jim. Have a great
day. If I don't speak to you, have a good holiday.
You too. Happy holidays. Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.